Thank you, Lord, for your presence here in this place, for your presence wherever people are, Father God, in their homes. Thank you, Lord, that you are here. We worship your name this morning, God. We worship you, Lord, this morning. Hallelujah. We are thankful, Father God, that you have been so good, that you have been keeping us, providing for us. Thank you, Lord, you have been leading us every step of the way, God. We worship you this morning. Hallelujah. praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord, this morning. You are the majesty. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. We worship him this morning. Hallelujah. Praise again, majesty.
Thank you.
all together. Holy are you, Lord.
Be magnified in our praise. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you. I thank you for this very moment, for this now. You are faithful, God. Your majesty. You're the awesome God. How great thou art. You alone are God. Mighty Lord are your miracles. I stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you. Holy are you, Lord. All creation, my God, calls you God. Worthy, worthy is your name. Oh Lord, we worship your majesty. For you're the awesome God. How great thou art. You alone are God, mighty Lord, are your miracle. Oh, I stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, I bow and I worship you. I stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, I bow, I worship you. I stand in awe of your holy name. My God, oh, I bow, Lord, and I worship you. Yes, I bow, I worship you. Oh, God, I bow, I worship you. How many ways, Lord, can I thank you? Who is like unto you, O God? There is no one like you. You're the God who keeps us. You've loved us with an everlasting love. And I worship you, Father. I worship you. Be exalted, O God. Andoromushaya katesikoyeva.
I'm not afraid to die.
Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maraboshe kete kete borozo. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that you are here with us, doing great things. Blessed be your holy name. Amen. I don't know if you might know this song. It's an old, old song. It says, we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Standing on His holy, holy word. He's never failed us yet. Then goes to, oh, oh, we can't turn back. We've come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, standing in His holy word. He's never failed us yet. Oh, oh, we can't turn back. We've come this far by faith. I have a lot of things to thank God for today. Because it's only by God's grace. Only by God's grace that I stand here today before you. I've had a good history with the Lord. But today is very, very uniquely special for me. July of 74. I died in Christ, was raised up, but on September the 5th, 1976, I believe that what July of 74 meant took a new meaning. Because that was the day that I was placed on the altar of sacrifice. Surrender to God. But I also had to do it. For 45 years. Through the highs and the lows, God has been faithful. When I say God is faithful, before I start bawling my eyes out this morning, I'm going to think by my share already. I'm going to step aside and let Mama lead us in our time of intercession. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to care. Peace we often forfeit. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not care. Everything to God in prayer. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Teachers and children, just sit for a moment. We're going to do something first, and then I'll call you up. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, good morning, everybody, and good day, everybody. Praise the Lord. I made it, so praise the Lord. Well, we already know today's a special day, and I'll make my comment and we'll pray after that. We welcome the Lord in the service, and we welcome him into our heart. All right. Yours truly. Once again, so good to know that we serve a faithful God, a covenant-keeping God. It's like yesterday that the Lord called you into the ministry full-time, September 6, 1976, and 45 years, where did it go? To God be the glory. We met in 75, 76, you called. And 81, we were married 6 years later, and we've been in the ministry together, serving the Lord faithfully. We've seen all kinds of things, miracles, healing, deliverance, breakthroughs, income increase, and everything else, all kinds of things. We've seen the dead raised, we've seen body parts restored and replaced into people's body. We give God all the glory. I thank God for your life. I thank God for his faithfulness in your life. You've been faithful. We I've seen you through hard times, through difficult times, and through good times. You depending on the living God. You waiting on the Lord for things, and God has never failed. Everything today that we see, God has done it by his power and the power of prayer. Seeing you get up, rise, pray, seek the Lord, inquire of him what to do and what to do next, what's the next phase, and waiting on him. I know sometimes waiting in other people's eyes looks like, why do you have to wait? You're talented, you're gifted, you can go anywhere to preach, you can do this, you can do that, but you wait on the Lord. It is good to wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord and get instruction and follow him. And this is how I've seen you live your faith life before God. And God has never failed. A very humble man, the type of power that flows through your vein. If some people have that, they will be very pompous. But you stay humble. May you continue to remain humble and let God continue to flow through you, knowing that you are a vessel of gold given to him. You are a total offering to the Lord. And God will never disappoint. You are a seed sown to the Lord. And that seed will continue to bring forth fruit and will continue to multiply. In this next 45 years coming, don't 45, 40 out of the wilderness, 4, 5, grace. May you continue to live a perpetual life of grace. 45 times 2 will be 90. So we got 45 more years to go, even though you're already in your 60s. Abraham's covenant is he lived up to 175. May you live your day strong, vibrant, powerful, full of the Holy Ghost, full of power, and full of the word of the Lord, and never let the light of God quench in your life. May your family be blessed. May I be blessed. May you be blessed. May your children, your children's children be blessed. And may all your spiritual children be blessed. And all your partners all over the world celebrate the man of God that you are and the gift of God that you are to our family. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his resurrection. May you move in the mantle God has placed upon you. And may you never lose, but always win. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Lots of love from your darling wife, Udumemere. Blessings. Amen. Found it. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glorious Hallelujah. God. Thank you, worship team. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Well, we thank God for you, and we thank God for your life. Well, before I pray for the children this morning, so we're going to start with you, so you can stand in front of the cross altar here, and all of us will stretch our hands towards you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First of all, we can say we love you, Apostle. Do you love him? So you can say, we love you, Apostle. All right, amen. So let's stretch our hands and pray for him. Father, we thank you. We thank you, O God, for your goodness, for your faithfulness, for your mercy, for your truth. We thank you, God, for picking up your servant, planting him in his mother's womb, and bringing him to our earth. We thank you for using his life. We thank you that you plant the vision in him. You plant your word in him. You plant what he needs to do in this life. So, Lord, we thank you that the journey has already begun. Lord, let this journey never end in disaster. May it end in fruitfulness. May it end with glory. May it end with praise to the living God. May God, your end words will be to him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. May it not be a rejection from the Lord. May it be an approver from the Lord. May it be, I am well pleased with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the next 45 years. Father, we thank you, Almighty God, that your hand will perpetually remain upon your servant. You will touch him. You will lay your hands on him. You will refresh him and rejuvenate him. You will propel him into the destiny you've called him to. Waiting and waiting looks like forever. But the great work you have for mankind, when it has to be something that you want to really do to change our earth, to change the dimension and the direction of the earth, you always speak a man that is willing to wait. Lord, as he has waited, it took Noah 120 years to get the ark ready. Because you're ready to change the earth. You're ready to change the course of man. Lord, I know you're coming soon. Because you're ready to do this, it takes someone that you want to impact to do this. End time, God's servant. End time, God's servant. Bringing souls to you. Bringing pure word. Uncompromising word. Lord, I know. In the eyes of the world, it looks like, where did the time go? Where is the fruit? But the fruit is written in heaven. The fruit is seen by you. The fruit is seen by you. Lord, we give you praise. Prepare the heart of God's servant. Everything of flesh in him, let it die today. In the name of Jesus, everything that you have not approved, let it die today. Let only what you have approved come alive in his life. In the name of Jesus, let the Holy Ghost be the one that permeates him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, that he listens to you and does exactly what you say. In the mighty name of Jesus, not compromising at any time, but faithfully serving you, faithfully yielding to your nudging and to your words, in the mighty name of Jesus. And let the continuous power flow like a river. Touch the sick, touch the lame, touch the deaf, touch those who are discouraged, those who need to hear the word of the Lord. Let the word of the Lord be ignited in the hearts of men and women and children and people all over the world. What the worldwide ministry you've given to him, let it flourish, bringing glory to only you, Almighty God. And take no glory from let him not touch your glory, but give you all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, healing and deliverance, strength to strength, power to power, glory to glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. And let me, his children, grandchildren, and all his spiritual children and extended families be blessed. And bless those who bless him. And curse those who curse him. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for divine health. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right, teachers and children. Thank you, Christian Moses, for putting the video together. God bless you. And thank you, Glory and Peace Church, for all your support. Amen. Without you, we can't do most of these things. God has used you. So come forth, teachers and children. Let's pray for them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's pray. Stretch your hands towards our children and our teachers. Father, we thank you for all our children and all our teachers. We bless every one of them in the mighty name of Jesus. All our biological children, spiritual children, partners all over the world, those are in this house and those outside, we bless them. From age 120 plus to zero, those in seed form, in the womb, those walking around, going to school, career, age, all ages, every decade of life, we bless them in the name of Jesus. We speak your healing virtues over every one of them. We speak your wisdom over every one of them. We speak that they will excel in life. They will do great. All our children, they will be comforted on every side in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that the word of the Lord will be their rare reward. they will shine with the glory of God. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. See you later. Praise the Lord. They're growing so fast. Praise the Lord. Look at Michael. He's almost as tall to the mother's shoulder. So praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, let us continue to pray. Father, we thank you for your spirit that is already present here. We welcome you into our hearts, into our church, into our ministry, and into our families. Spirit of the living God, spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word, we receive you into our lives. Move and have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we have a short scripture to read this morning. Psalm 112. It's only 10 verses, so you can catch up. I'll start right away. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Say amen. Amen. The best prayer you can pray for yourself is to say, Lord, let me have the fear of the Lord. When you don't have the fear of the Lord, you don't have any restriction. You go like a wild thing. May none of our lives be wild. Jesus. May the Lord be in charge of our lives. Amen. It's becoming very common now that there is no fear of the Lord. May God anoint every one of us with the fear of the Lord. Say amen. Yeah. It says you are blessed when you fear. So it's a benefit. So fearing the Lord brings benefit. So this scripture is for those who fear the Lord. And the blessings that come with it is for you and your household. Say, blessed is the man. So it's not a corporate thing. It's a personal decision that I'm going to fear the Lord. What's the fear of the Lord? It's not that you hear God and you go and hide like Adam and Eve. No. Fear of the Lord is when God says something, that's exactly what you do. You live by his word. If he says yes, it means yes. If he says no, it means no. If he says don't do it, it means don't do it. If he says do it, it means do it. Don't try to interpret more than that. That's exactly what God did not put water in his mouth when he was speaking. He wasn't, no, he was very clear. So what he says is what we do. Say amen. Amen. Somebody say, I'm blessed. Because I have the fear of the Lord. Amen. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. That's his words. What he says, it's your pleasure. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Say amen. Say amen. That's the benefit. It's full of benefit. Fearing the Lord is full of benefit. Your seed, every seed, your biological human seed, your seed that you sow in the kingdom of God, everything shall be mighty upon the earth. You will see the result before you leave this earth. Say amen. Amen. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. So your generation might start weak, but they'll keep on getting stronger and stronger and greater and greater. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Say a big amen. Amen. Wealth and riches shall be in your house. It's not going to be by your employer. It's going to be by the Almighty God. He puts that anointing in your house. Amen. Say amen. Amen. You and your children, your children's children, every generation, you shall be wealthy. Amen. Riches shall be in your house. Amen. Ideas and ability to get wealth will come to you. Say amen. Say, he gives you the power to get wealth. Amen. Say, I receive. It all starts from a simple thing, the fear of the Lord. So if you don't fear the Lord and you are just a rebellious, disobedient person, you can forget this. But it's not too late. You can say, I repent and catch and just get in. Get in the covenant. Say amen. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He's gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Anytime things are going wrong, light will come, solution will come. Say amen. Amen. God never say you will not experience darkness or chaotic issues. He say, but let there be light. The Spirit of God will show up and let there be light. God has not changed his recipe. He stayed the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Right light we arise. Verse 5, a good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Say amen. You are not a blabbermouth. You keep discretion. You keep things. And you ponder things in your heart and you give them to the Lord. Say amen. Say amen. If you have a talkative spirit, be free from me today. In the name of Jesus. Say amen to that one. Hallelujah.
Glory to
you
God.
Always show favor. You like to bless people. You like to give. This is somebody who fears the Lord. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Say a big amen. Amen. God doesn't remember you and forget you. He remembers you every day, everlasting. Every day, daily, 24/7 nanoseconds. God remembers. Say, Lord, remember me. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. When you hear bad news, your heart doesn't fit. You don't drop and have a stroke or heart attack and feel like hopeless and useless. You know, oh, this is another stepping stone for miracles. Hallelujah! It's time to cross over. Say amen.
Amen.
Your heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. You say, Abba, Father, I see you doing something great again. Let's show the devil that you are still God. Say amen. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. Say amen. You will never die of heart attack. You will never die of weakness. You will rise from every weakness in the name of Jesus. Your heart is fixed on the Lord. The enemy is what's going to get what's coming to him. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. He had dispersed, he had given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. Say amen. Say amen. You love to take care of the poor. You don't see the suffering and then you close your eyes. You are moved with compassion. Say amen. You don't laugh at the poor and the destitute. You pray for them and you give towards them. Hallelujah. Your righteousness endures forever. Do you know the scripture says, open up ye gates of righteousness unto me. There's a gates of righteousness and there's a voice of righteousness. May we all have that in the name of Jesus. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Say a big amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, Lord, we thank you for your holy word. We have read your word. Your word has entered us. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We heard your word. Let this word go to work now in our lives. Let the fear of the Lord, Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. May fear of the Lord perpetually be in our heart, that after you have given us wisdom, we will not be like Solomon and use it and then turn to idolatry. Lord, save our soul. In the name of Jesus, may that fear of the Lord perpetually be in our heart, in our eyes, in our mouth, in our actions, in our attitudes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever we do, may we say, is this pleasing to the Lord? Or is it displeasing to the Lord? May we always please you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the peace of our world, peace of Jerusalem, peace within her palaces, peace to the nation of Israel. Peace to all your people, Lord. Remember your everlasting covenant you made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. May that blessing work in Israel. work in our nation, Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, and all the islands of the seas and all the nations of the earth where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord. Your word says, call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. Let salvation come upon the nations where someone is calling the name of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. We call your name Yeshua here. We call your name Jesus. We call your name and we say, salvation come to everyone. Those who are sick, I declare that they be healed, be restored, be made whole. And those that are discouraged, be encouraged. And those that need to hear the word of the Lord, let the word come now with power, with grace, favor, mercy, and truth. And bless every seed sown into your kingdom. And thank you, Lord, that what we have read in Psalm 112, verse 1 to 10, will be working in our lives right now. In Jesus' name, arise, O God, and let all your enemies be scattered. In Jesus' name, once again, thank you for Apostle for 45 years of full-time ministry. We celebrate his life and what you have done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Apostle.
Thanks. Praise the Lord. The God we serve is faithful. He's a good God. I've had my times when I griped and complained and thought God was not a good God because of whatever it was that I was going through. But after I finished my complaining and God enlightened me, opened my eyes, and I saw the things that God was doing, I buried my head in shame that I even had the effrontery, the audacity to complain about anything. God has been good, and he remains good. He's faithful even when we are not. I don't know how I'm going to preach this morning, but I'm going to try. Because as I reflect every moment, I see the hand of God, his faithfulness. His faithfulness. God is faithful. And those are not just words. Their experiences. When you go through things in life, you get to understand the faithfulness of God. The fact is that many times we do not see what God is doing in the midst of the crisis that we go through. How can you define victories if there were no battles? When you're going through a battle, when you're going through a fight, it's not fun. It isn't. But what is a trophy worth without the battle, the struggle? But there's one singular fight God has called us to. We think we're called to fight all kinds of stuff, but there's only one. And it's a battle that we must win. We cannot afford to not win this particular one. It's called the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. The good fight of faith. You have to win that one. It's imperative. With all that has been happening in our world the last 18 plus months, the battle has actually been not against COVID. It's been about your faith. And if you don't understand that, then you will waver. Then you will lose track of where you're supposed to be in life. The Bible doesn't tell us that there are no missiles being shot at us. It says we've got the shield of faith by which we quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. You're going to be shot at. You're going to be attacked. People are going to call you names. People are going to say all kinds of crazy things. But where do you stand after all of that? After everything's happened, are you left standing? Because that's what God wants you to do. Having done all, stand. No matter what is happening, no matter what you see with your natural eyes, stand. Stand, stand. Word of God says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12. 1 Timothy 6 and 12. Fight the good fight. It's a good fight. It's not a bad fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Because it's the good fight of faith that causes you to lay hold on that which is eternal, life. Because that's what God has called you to. God has called you to eternal life, but God has called you also to this good fight. Whereunto thou art also called, and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. So when you fight in this good fight of faith, you are declaring a testimony. People see by what you say and by what you do that there is faith here. There is faith here. One of my spiritual sons sent a word to me this morning. He says, Papa, you've been in ministry longer than I've lived. What is it that has given you the grace to be stoic and standing? He said, there's only one thing I want today. I want you to pray for me that I have the same. Just like my grandfather, Maurice Cerullo, had. And just like you have, that I want that. I read that and I said, oh my. It's 45 years. But whatever it is I have, I didn't get it in my strength. If anything, if I've been able to stand at all, it's been because of God's grace. God's grace. Because, child of God, I have gone through so many battles in my life, you may not know. As an individual, as a family, the only thing that keeps me standing day in, day out is the grace of God. The faithfulness of God. It didn't happen because of, oh, you pray 20 hours in a day. It didn't happen because, oh, you know the Bible from front to the back and back to the front. It didn't happen because, oh, because you have this and you have that and so on and so forth. No. One thing, God's grace is what causes you and I to fight effectively and efficiently. The tenacity to continue, that is a powerful force. A resilience, not because you've not been knocked down, but because you get to get back up. I don't know what you are going through in your life, but this I'm certain of, if you are worth your salt, you're going through something. You're either going into something, or you are in something, or you're getting out of something. And getting out of something, getting into another something. It's just what life is. In this world, you will have tribulation, the Word of God says. It says, but be of good cheer, I've already overcome. Amen? There's going to be trouble, but I've already overcome. So rest in the victory. If he's already overcome, the fight that I think is the fight is not the fight, because the real fight is a fight to stand. To know that God has already won the victory for us. We've already overcome. Hallelujah. And we need to rest in the victory that God has already engineered. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7, Paul makes a striking statement. He says, I have fought a good fight. What good fight? The fight of faith. I have finished my course. I have what? Kept the faith. That's the one battle you and I are called to fight. Keep the faith. Stand in faith. No matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the challenges are, no matter what disappointments you face in life, in that this D-I-S appointment, you must declare a T-H-I-S, this appointment with God. Hallelujah. I have an appointment with God. And that appointment with God is an appointment that causes God to appoint us to higher levels of honor. I don't know if you hear what I'm saying to you. The appointments of God cause God to appoint you to higher levels and higher dimensions, greater places of honor, when you don't embrace this appointment, but see it as this appointment. I have with God. It's an appointment for greater. Hallelujah. Every challenge is there to make you better. Every challenge you and I face in life is to bring us to that place where we recognize that God is who He says He is, a God who will and cannot fail. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, the Bible describing our Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and verse 16, talks about the fight that He is going to fight. And it says, repent or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. The sword of my mouth. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God, isn't it? Amen? It says, it's the sword of my mouth. This is the weapon that we use. But what does the word of God stand for? Or what does it bring into our lives? It says, faith comes by the hearing of the word of God. So the word of God establishes us and empowers us. For we are like Him. Hallelujah. There's a sword in your mouth. And what does that sword declare? It declares that the enemy is bound and defeated, and that Jesus Christ is sovereignly Lord. And every knee must bow, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of the things in the heavens, the things in the earth, and the things under the earth. The devil is not in control. Hallelujah. The word of God establishes us. And when God created you and I, He created us by gave us life by the breath of His mouth. Hallelujah. He breathed into man and man became a living soul. But when we come to the psalm says God created everything by the breath of His mouth. But we know that the breath of His mouth in Genesis was the words that He spoke. He said, let there be, let there be, let there be, let there be, let there be. And whatever it is God spoke was. So if He says He created the world by the breath of His mouth, and we know that when we first read about how He created, it was by His word. And the word of God says in John 1:1 that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. That when He breathed into me, He breathed into me word. It was word that made me come alive. Hallelujah. Amen. And the word that caused me to come alive, the word of God says, man shall live by the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word of God. So we live by the word of God. Man lives by the word of God. I came alive by the word of God. And that word of God is what establishes faith inside of me. And so when God says, stand, fight a good fight of faith, is saying, stand by the word, not by your circumstance. Don't allow your circumstance to determine how you're going to live your life. Oh, one moment you can be excited about good news, and the next moment something bad happens. And all of a sudden, you're baptized in lemon juice and prune juice mixed together. Sour face. You have to make a decision. Are you going to allow the words bad news, to change your posture on what you do and cause you to decide, well, I guess things are hard because I see things are hard. Therefore, because things are hard, I am not going to be faithful in doing what I'm supposed to do because things are hard. Well, you know what you just did? You just agreed with the hardness. Hello? You just agreed with the hardness. Now, pray yourself out of that. No, you say, things are hard. I'm going to hammer these things that are hard with the word of God. God's word tells me that I can do this. And so this is what I'm going to do. Wealth and riches are in the house of the righteous, of the mighty. I'm wealthy. I'm rich. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm therefore not going to listen to these lies of the enemy. In fact, I'm going to do better and greater than I used to do because I know my Redeemer lives. That's standing. Not flowing in the direction that the enemy wants to push you into. But the word of God says, resist the devil. And he will flee. I'm not the one running away. Devil, you're going to run away. You picked a fight. This fight has already been won, and I'm the enforcer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. The enforcer is in the house. Make that clear. Get it straight in your mind. I am God's enforcing agent. I am full of the word. Hallelujah. And the word of God is coming out of my mouth like a sword even now, and it is cutting down every adversary. And the glory of God is established in me and through me. Blessed be the name of the Most High. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning to read from verse 3, it says to us, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Though I'm walking in the flesh, I do not war after the flesh. I do not engage battles with flesh and blood. I have to see that the person across from me is not my enemy. My enemy is the spirit that is working in the children of disobedience. The prince of the power of the air, Ephesians chapter 2 tells us. That spirit that walketh now in the children of disobedience. We do not war after the flesh. And we do not walk in carnality. Why? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but rather, the weapons are mighty through God. I want you to note that. The weapons are mighty through God. Praise God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. To do what? To pull down strongholds, mindsets, ideologies, philosophies, iniquities, things that are standing against the purposes of God. It says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God. Through God. Through God. They are mighty through God. They are mighty through God. The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. What is this weapon? The Word of God. The Word of God is mighty through God. It is mighty through God. In other words, when we are speaking the Word of God, we are speaking it through God. We are speaking the Word of God through God. And when God is speaking it, God is speaking it through God. But the Word, which was in the beginning, was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word is spoken through the Word. Say, Pastor, what do you mean the Word speaks the Word through the Word? You are Word made. The words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit, and they are what? Life. So as I fight the good fight of faith, I am not looking at my circumstance, the challenges that face me in life. I'm looking at what the Word of God says. What does the Word of God say? The Word of God says, he that God, the truth has set free, is free indeed. I am free. I am not under bondage. I am sanctified. I am redeemed. I am blessed and highly favored. You lying devil, you spirit of alcoholism, you spirit of fornication and adultery, you lying spirit, you spirit of fear, you spirit of whatever, bow to the authority of the Word of God. I am the child of the Most High God. I'm a covenant son. I'm in covenant with God. God who will not fail me, leave me, nor forsake me. He promised me that. And I believe his word. Hallelujah. 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 I'm the child of the Most High God. Remember that every day. Because life happens. Life happens. Challenges take place. The enemy will want to shove you this way, that way, and every way. But your calling is to stand. Having done all, stand. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. If the word that God spoke is God, hallelujah, and that word is the word that is coming through my mouth, then that word that is coming through my mouth is coming through God. Because goats give birth to goats. Cows give birth to cows. And if I'm born of God, then I was born as the God kind. Are you hearing me? Jesus, our Lord, said, know ye not that ye are gods, but you shall die like men. When? When you don't stand on the authority of who God says you are. So I must recognize who God says I am. Not what John Doe says, not what the government said, not what my teacher said, my wife, my husband, my whoever said. What did God say about me? And what God says about me is all that I need to go by. And when I go by that, strongholds are torn down. Because the Word of God, you see, it's not me tearing down the strongholds, it's the Word of God that's going down there and tearing down strongholds. The Word of God is renewing me in the spirit of my mind. I'm being renewed in the spirit of my mind, because that's where the strongholds are. Stronghold is in your mind. And you need to break that stronghold down by declaring the word of God. I didn't say by being positive. Positive thinking is not going to deliver you. The word of God delivers you. And you shall know the truth. And the truth that you know shall make you free. Amen? That is, if you continue in my word. Is that what the word of God says? Continue in my word. Then you'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let's go on further. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5. It says, it casts down the strongholds that are being pulled down. The word of God, mighty through God, is casting down imaginations. Imaginations. Images. In your mind. That want to occupy space that does not belong to them. Images that tell you about how you are not going to make it. How you're going to end up broke and defeated. Images. The devil's a liar. He just wants to create images in your mind and cause you to begin to think his thoughts. Many times, those thoughts you think are thoughts that are going to secure you, make you safe, but no, they are thoughts that bring you into bondage. Because they are thoughts not birthed out of the Word of God. If the Word of God does not give room for that thinking, you have no place for it. And you must not give room to it. Because it's of the devil. No matter how smart and wise it looks like, it's the devil. He's just trying to take one inch, and then another inch, and then another inch, and then another inch, until he checkmates you. Reminds me of playing a game, we call it in Nigeria, Apele, it's like checkers. Playing it with one of my uncles. And I remember it so well. One day we were playing, and he kept on moving chips in my direction, and I hop over it. And I take it, and I thought, oh, I am beating him. I didn't know he had just set me up. And the next thing I know, the guy just goes tick, 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 bang, crown it. Now, a crowned chip can move in any direction. My goose was cooked. I lost the game. And so many times we buy into the lies of the enemy. I think this is okay. Nothing bad happened. No, something bad is about to hit the fan. So better look two steps, three steps, four steps, and be certain that when this game is finished, that you're still standing. All that's happening in our society right now, we're giving up so much rights. We give this right off, we give that right off, we give this right off, we give this right off, we give that right off, we give that right off, and before you know it, checkmate, you have no legs to stand. The devil's a liar. There's got to be a place where we draw the line. And say, no, 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 no. You not come in here. What you are promoting right here is not the truth. And I don't care how benign it seems right now. I know this thing is going to become malignant very soon if I don't stop you right here. And that's the mindset as believers we need to have. But it's not in all kinds of things that we do. Word of God says, the weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal. There are certain things we do right here in the place of prayer, in the place of declaring the prophetic word. When everything is going in this direction, you're speaking a word that is contradicting everything that the enemy is saying. We're saying this. But it's not going to happen that we're saying that. And before you know it, the enemy starts backing off. Because you refuse to buy into his agenda. We are not going to buy into the agenda of the enemy. This gospel of the kingdom must be preached. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And that is the target, that you don't know God. And to not know God means to not know the Word of God. He says, I'm bringing into captivity, capturing every thought, not some, all of it, every thought, I'm bringing it to the obedience of Christ. Any thought that causes you not to be obedient to the word of God is of the devil. The thought, you know, I remember many years ago, I was going through a financial situation. And I had, staying with us, a young man who happens to attend the church that we're pastoring. We're assistant pastors just down the street here. And this young man had lost a dear one to him, and so we brought him to our home, and we're nursing him and restoring him. And he says to me, he says, do you tithe at church? I say, sure I do. He says, oh, that's your problem. If you just keep your tithe, your problem will be solved. You have some money. You're taking your money and giving it to church. I'm his pastor now. I'm his pastor. A church member is advising me, the pastor, not to honor God with my giving. And guess what I did? I did exactly what he said. I held my tithe. And guess what happened? Everything that could fall apart in my house fell apart. I was listening to carnal-minded thinking. Everything said, I said, Lord, I repent. And I gave what I was supposed to give, but still I had no money. But my washing machine was broken. So what do I do? Use faith. By faith, I got my washing machine fixed. By faith, laying hands on it. When you don't have the money and all you got is the word of God, better use it. Hallelujah. Washing machine was fixed. Problem solved. Things that were falling apart, God said, turning it around. The rent that I was supposed to pay for, I think it was $250 or whatever it is, the landlord reduced my rent from the $200 and something to $19. Are you with me?
Faith. When I talk about the faithfulness of God, I know what I'm talking about. It might not make sense to the natural mind, but I know there is a God.
How do you pay? How many bedrooms were there? Four? Three? Three bedrooms, three levels. 19 bucks. If God can't provide 19 bucks, we're in trouble. But 19 bucks we had, and we paid the rent. And then moved from there to 19 bucks, we are still paying 19 bucks. And one day, the lawyers and I think the plumbandans said, oh, there's this place called the co-op where we live, you know, and I think you should move from that place where you live because it's, you know, the dumps, and come live here in the co-op. You had to pay $700 down shares or whatever it is you call it at the time, and rent was in the hundreds. So from the 19 bucks, we jumped to something that was impossible. And God was faithful still. The God who provided 19 bucks was not providing the hundreds. What was the difference? Standing in faith. I remember painting, you know, because you have to paint your own place. They give you the paint and you have to paint yourself. And I'm busy painting. And there's this guy walking by and he sees me painting. And he comes by 2 hours later and I'm still in the same area, still painting. And this guy comes in, knocks at the door. And he says to me, what are you doing? I said, I'm painting. He said, get out of there. Get out. And took the paint and started painting. And he just finished the whole thing, just took care of it. I would have emptied a whole gallon of paint in one little spot. God knows how to provide for you. Amen? That's all I'm trying to say. God is faithful and he knows what to do. He got that guy walking back and forth so that he can come help me because I was clueless on what I was doing. When you don't know what to do, there's a God who knows exactly what to do and how to get it done. I'm just saying to you, just rest. You need not fret or worry about anything. The weapons of your warfare are not carnal, the mighty true God. They're casting down imaginations and tearing down strongholds and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And watch this. It says, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. In other words, when you obey God, every act of disobedience will be wiped off. That's why it's so important to repent. God will come as you repent. He's going to come and take care of every act of disobedience around you because you're standing in the integrity of his eternal word. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me do one or two more things. In the book of 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter, it's a remarkable passage of scripture. I'm going to read it from the 19th to the 23rd verse and then just make some
a few comments. He says, now there was no smith. Found throughout all the land of Israel. For the Philistines said, lest the Hebrews make them swords or spears. But all the Israelites went down to the Philistines to sharpen every man his share and his coulter and his axe and his mattock. Yet they had a file for the mattocks. They had a what? A file. In other words, you had to register it. Does that sound familiar? Register your guns. And for the coulters and for the forks and for the axes and to sharpen the cords. Nobody else is going to be in charge of these tools that can go for weapons but us. And you have to register it right here. And you cannot do this and you cannot do that. If you want this done or want that done, you do it right here. That's how the Philistines controlled Israel. So it came to pass in the day of battle, because there's always going to be a day of battle. And you know what the government system is going to try to do in the days to come is to channel everything through the government. We've got to okay you before you preach. And we want to know exactly what you're going to preach, when you're going to preach it. You think I'm joking? Before it happens out there, I always tell you here, don't I? But the devil's a liar. Hallelujah. I say the devil's a liar. Nobody's going to determine what I'm going to preach, when I'm going to preach it, how I'm going to preach it. I'm going to preach what God's word says. Hallelujah. They want to control everything. So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan. Nobody had weapons. All the enemy is trying to do is to make certain that we don't have the word of God. That you don't know the truth of God's word. So that you can fight a good fight. The fight of faith. But you must resist it with everything you've got inside of you. You must take a hold of that word of God and embrace it. Read it. Study it. Meditate on it. But beyond all of that, ask God to speak His word, His Rhema word, into your spirit. Because it is that Rhema word that gets you to stand. Huh? God, this is what you told me. Not just because I read it in the Bible, this was a one-on-one word. I got not just a logos word, a graphe word, written word. I got a rhema word. A very specific word concerning this situation. And therefore, I'm going to stand based on what your word says. Even though it doesn't make any sense in the natural. Your word says this, I believe it, and that settled it. Get a hold of the word of God so you can stand. Only Saul and Jonathan had anything. The rest of the people had nothing. Well, I love the 14th chapter. It's a long chapter, but I'll encourage you to read it. In the 14th chapter, Jonathan slips off
with his sword and his armor bearer. And they go and they engage the Philistines. And they defeat the Philistines. He got something started, and all of a sudden the rest of the guys rise up and they go out, and they start taking swords off of the Philistines and fighting them with their own swords. And that's exactly what's going to happen. The words that they have put in place, the legislations that they've put in place, are going to be the weapons that we use to turn around, just like David used Goliath's sword to cut off his head. That's the same way we are going to fight back. We're going to take the word of God, and we're going to take their word against them. This thing is going to choke them. Hallelujah. 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 We are not going to be intimidated by the enemy. We are the people of God, a covenant people, and we stand. Let me wrap up. I have something else I wanted to share with you, but let me wrap up with this. Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to take it from verse 11. And every time you see the word stand, I want you to shout it out. Amen? It says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Stand against the trickery, the treachery of the enemy of the devil, the adversary. It says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And then it goes on, verse 12. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not the people. There's a power behind. But against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. In the evil day. There's a specific day that is an evil day. It's not every day. But there's a strategic time that the enemy wants to display his wickedness. He says, I want you to be able to withstand that enemy. And having done all, to what? Stand. Having done all. Having done all the withstanding, stand. Praise God. And verse 14, stand. Hallelujah. So it must be important that you stand, isn't it? Stand therefore, having your loins girth about with truth. What is this truth? The word of God. Hallelujah. Having your loins. Your loins is a place of reproduction, fruitfulness. Have your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of what? Righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness covers all of your vital organs. Hallelujah. Your heart, your kidneys, your everything right here, the breastplate of righteousness. And the breastplate of righteousness, what does it say? The breastplate of righteousness is saying, you have access to God. I have access to God. Yes, I fell on my face, but I still have access to God. I'm going to go to God. I'm going to refuse the accusation of the enemy that's telling me you don't qualify to go to God. No, I receive the word of God, the word of righteousness, for the blood of Jesus Christ have taken care of all of my sins, past, present, and future, and I'm going to go to God. I'm not going to run away from God. I'm going to go to God. I'm going to cry out for his mercy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because if you stay with all of your defeats, you get beaten down. And when you're beaten down, you don't have the chance to stand.
having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What is the gospel of peace? It's the word of faith, which we preach. Romans 10. We preach the word of faith. It says, have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Peace becomes that effective weapon that God uses to counteract and bring down all of the lies of the enemy. Praise God. And then it goes on. It says, above all of that, above all, the belt of truth, above the righteousness, above all the shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, take the shield of faith. What does that shield of faith have to do again with? The word of God. Faith comes by hearing. And so basically he's saying, above all that I've just told you now, I want you to take word again. But that's what you said already. Yeah, I just want you to know, top the word with the word. Amen. Hallelujah. And it is through this shield of faith, which is the word of God, that you are going to be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The fiery darts. Those darts, those arrows are stuck in oil and then lit up and they're shot, you know, and word of God says, you've got the word of God. It's your faith. Quench it. Amen. Isn't it remarkable that the word of God is also described as water? Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And I like the next verse. It says, and take the helmet of salvation. Protect your head, your thinking. Don't just stand, I'm righteous, and don't take shield of faith to quench. Yes, you protected here. But use that which is outside of you, called the shield. Quench it. Take the helmet of salvation and also take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Did you notice that the one primary weapon of offense is the word of God? Hallelujah. You can bash somebody with the shield of faith, you know, bang them, but all you can do is give them a concussion. But the sword of the Spirit, that's going to behead them. Amen? Hallelujah. Take that word of God. Take a hold of it. And then it says this. Praying always. Many times we don't see that that's part of it. When you've declared the word of God, your prayer comes into play. What is the praying doing? The praying is a continual enforcement, driving the point home. Hallelujah. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance. Watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication, not just for yourself, but for all saints. So God says, don't you forget praying. You see, because praying is what keeps you humble. Your prayer life keeps you humble. I don't need to pray about it. Why don't you need to pray about it? Because I can handle it. Now we know that you're about to get whooped. But when you pray, you are subjecting yourself to God. He says, submit yourself to God, then do what? Resist the devil, and then the devil will do what? Flee from you. But you start from prayer. Hallelujah. Get dressed for war, but don't forget to pray. Know the word, but don't forget to pray. Because your prayer is the launching pad that goes and puts power behind whatever it is that you are doing. To pray. Call out to God. God, without you I cannot. I need your help. And He will help you. He will help me. He will help us. Amen. I'll stop at that for now. I'll continue tonight. Amen. Praise God. God is good. Hallelujah. Well, tomorrow we begin special meetings. And this special meeting is starting out a new year, God's new year. It's the month, or rather, the celebration of what we might call Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. And we're captioning this particular meeting, partnering with God, because that's the word of the Lord to us this year. This is the year of partnering. He has given us His covenant, and we understand that covenant. The Word of God says, how can two walk together except they be in agreement? Yeah? So covenant brings us into agreement, and now we're going to walk with God and do the works of our Lord. Amen? So that's starting tomorrow evening, and as usual, all special meetings start at 6:30. So that's for tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday. And I have an inkling in my spirit that there's a possibility that this particular meeting might end up on the 8th. But I'm not going to give you a final word on that until I'm absolutely clear in my spirit that that's what the Lord is requiring and what exactly we need to do on the 8th. It might be something that we do in our homes. It might be something that we do right here. So that's that. And right after those meetings, we're going to go on the week after that on the atonement meetings, Yom Kippur. And that's going to be another set of powerful meetings. Praise God. And after that, Sukkot. And the Sukkot meetings, we're going to have two guest speakers. Both are going to be speaking to us from Israel. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good? Amen. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving. If God has blessed you, then this is a time where you respond with thanksgiving back to Him and say, God, this is what I am going to do today. And as you very well know, we are embarking on a very special journey that is going to mean a total revamping of this sanctuary, from the screen to the carpeting to the chairs. That's a lot of harachis, but God is more than enough. Amen? And I do know this, that He uses people that partner with Him. So I'm going to encourage you to take a hold by faith of this particular assignment and do sacrificially what you can do. We cannot all give the same, but we can all give sacrificially. Amen? And if you have not given me your envelope yet of what you have on your mind to do, today I will receive those envelopes, whether there's something in it or not, letting me know this is what I intend to do, and we trust that you'll do it in short order. We believe in God. The reason I want those envelopes is so I can pray in agreement with you for the manifestation of that. Amen? And if you are honoring God with your commitment that you made prior, do put that in my hand also. And in agreement, we'll honor God by releasing it. So please do due diligence and honor God with your giving. Thank you. Praise God. Oh, thank you. Bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, thank you. Bless you in Jesus' name.
Sister Sibu said she dropped this off.
Wow. Thank you. Praise God. Oh, awesome. Thank you. Praise God. I want to thank God for every one of you that faithfully honored the Lord concerning this assignment. We will all celebrate when it's here. We started, I guess, 2-3 weeks ago without a dime. But I do believe that we are somewhere in the 40s. And who knows So we're moving. The ball is moving. And God knows how to give us the breakthroughs that we need. Amen? But everything is going to be done. It's going to be done. I see it in place, and we thank God that, you know, everything is going to line up as it should. Shipping and nothing is going to be missing, nothing is going to be broken, and all the help that we need is here. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Rise with me. Mama, please come. I saw a picture up there just a moment ago. That picture. That's September 5th, 1976, the day my father gave me to the Lord and surrendered me. It's a long story. I can't tell you that story tonight. I've shared it many times before, but that was a remarkable day. And it's exactly 45 years today that happened. Praise God. God is faithful. Amen.
Let's put the picture back on. I think there's somebody else you know on that picture. Did you remember Pastor Bishop Oka that preached?
Yes.
That's him, the smaller one.
Yeah.
Yes. So praise the Lord. So 45 years ago.
Incredible. Yes.
See, that's how he looked when I met him. Look what has happened. So praise the Lord.
Is that supposed to be good or bad?
It's good. It's okay. Good. It's good.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And today also is AJ and Shana's anniversary, wedding anniversary.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary. Amen. God is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Father, we are thankful that you're a covenant-keeping God. We're thankful for grace. We're thankful, Lord, oh God, that you're God who's fighting for us. Your word says that you are the God who created and put in place the blacksmith. You created a spoiler. But your word says that no weapons formed against us can in any way, shape, or form prosper. Because our righteousness is of you, and our heritage is of you. This is our inheritance. We declare this day that your word go to work on our behalf. Things that we know about and things that we don't know about. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that you're taking care of everything and all things are lining up together for your glory and honor.
Yes.
We bless every son and every daughter in this house. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for all of the birthdays and the anniversaries this month. As a point of contact, we bless Adrian and Shana and their children.
Amen.
Father, they started just a few years ago.
Yes.
And today, oh God, they're becoming a tribe in you.
Amen.
You are good God.
Amen.
You are faithful.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We come to the table of communion. And as we take of this body, we remember you. We remember that you are altogether good. And the benefits of worshiping you in spirit and in truth, even now, is manifested in our lives. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Take and eat.
So take of the wine this morning. Jesus called it his blood. May the covenant blessing be upon every one of our lives.
Amen.
May your blood be healed.
Amen.
May your families be healed.
Amen.
May the things you struggle with fade off now.
In Jesus' name.
May they be uprooted from your life.
Hallelujah.
May God reign over every one of us.
Amen.
May the boundary of blood stay intact.
Yes, Father.
May the hedge of protection stay intact.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. I'm going to pray a closing prayer. Position yourself to receive. The number 9 is the number for fruitfulness. The number 5 is the number for grace. So in a sense, 9-5 stands for grace to be fruitful. 9 times 5 is 45. And on this 45th anniversary, on this, the 5th day of the 9th month, on this day in which Rosh Hashanah, the new year, is going to start, I declare the blessings of God over every life here.
Amen.
over everyone that's listening to me, listening to the voice of the Word of the Living God. I declare that the God of heaven will pour out His blessings upon you in ways that you cannot measure. That the blessings of God pursue after you and overtake you. That you'll be head and not tail, above only and never beneath. May the God who raises up and elevates, elevate you.
Amen.
And may you partner with God in all that you do. And may His hand rest upon you for good.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, I decree it so done.
Amen.
And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes,
yes.
And amen. Now put those hands on your head. Say, I receive all the Father has for me, all of my days. Amen and amen. Praise God. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Do we have some people on Zoom? Anybody on Zoom? No? Okay. Sure, there's nothing.